You're listening to the Chazara Daniel Eisenberg Maseches Erevin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The simon for Yud Beis is a group of 12 brothers. Lav Dafka the Shvatim, but a group of 12 brothers. I think Rabbi Goldhar steers away from using biblical characters. I don't know. No, he does. I don't know why. Could be out of Kabbalah or something like that. Like when we get to Daf Nun Ches, so he doesn't want to use Noach. It's a fitting discussion for this week's parsha, but it's Noach Goldstein, who's a zookeeper. It's a zookeeper named Noach Goldstein, not to be confused with the biblical character Noach, who also plays the role of a zookeeper. But it's Noach Goldstein, some random zookeeper. So he steers away from using biblical personalities. Anyway, so you'd be. That's not a biblical character.
That's true.
It's stars, and it's with a biblical association, but not biblical character. So he will not use the 12 shvatim, but it's a group of 12 brothers. So that's the simon, we'll see how it fits in. We'll probably do that in a separate shir, because I'm not fresh on the simon itself. Okay, taking from the top, Yubeis Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavoi Shalo Nishtatvu Bo, Hechshiru Belechi. So if you have a mavoy, that is where at the bottom of the amud. Could be. Okay, starting from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan, Lishon Yam Hanichnas L'Chatzer. So if you have this like part of the sea that is following up from a previous case that we had last night. That enters into a chatzer, like a breach through a wall. Ein memalin heimenu b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to draw water from it on Shabbos. Ela im ken yesh l'machitza gavoa yud tvachim. You're only allowed to do it if there is a wall of 10 tvachim there. This is a, Rashi says, ligdor pirtas kosel hachatzer ad eser. Right, that you have to, right, where you, to fence off the breach of the wall. So you need it to be 10 tefachim. But medvar amurim. So in what case are we talking about? Shepirtsaso beyoser me eser. That's if the breach is more than 10 tefachim. 10 amos. I saw that there's actually, it should be a gear to change. Maybe it should be asara. Because we're talking about amos. Asara is it eser? So maybe eser. Aval eser ein sarach klum. But if it's 10 tvachim, tvachim. So if it's eser, then it's a tvachim. Then you don't need it at all. Right? Because if it's eser, then if it's more than this, right? If it's more than 10, then that's considered a full breach. It's no longer a pesach and opening. But if it's 10 or less, then we can consider it that no, it's opened and it's part of the chatzer. Therefore, it wouldn't be a karmelis, and you can take from that water. Memale hu delo. So we said that you're not allowed to draw water from it. Oh, so memale hu delo memalinim. We're not allowed to draw water, but the mashmos are that ha tiltule metatalinon. However, maybe you're allowed to carry in it, right? In this area, it just says you're not right in this chatzer. Even though there's a breach over here, you're allowed to. And here's a picture is over here. Nice picture. Yep. So the water is in there. So you're allowed to do tiltul in there. So the Gemara says, "Vaha nifrat zechatzer b'maloa l'makom ha'aser la." But if the chatzer is breached, in the like fully breached in the place that's usher for it, right? Meaning that right? So this is facing the water, so it's breached there, which is a place that's usher to carry in, meaning the water space itself, that which is a carmelis. So it should be usher. Why should you be allowed to carry in it? Right? Like the implication of saying you're allowed to fill up water from there implies that, oh, but you're allowed to carry there. But that doesn't, it shouldn't make sense that you should be allowed to carry there because it's open to a karmelus. Shalach b'mayis kinan de'islay gedudei. So this case is where there is gedudei, where there is some parts of the wall left over. Rashi says man isharim min aperitza begova asara. It's actually there's a part of the wall that's left over that's actually 10 tvachim, and if it's 10 tvachim, then that's a wall of itself. Aval hayam kiso, but the water covers it. Right, so meaning that there still is a wall there, it's just covered up by the water. And it's seen in this picture over here. Right, so there is a wall. It's just covered by it, and that's why there's a 10 tefach wall, it's just covered by the water. And in that case, right, originally the wall was higher, and then the water breached through, and it breached over the wall. So in this case, you're not allowed to fill up water from there. If it's right, but you are allowed to carry in the schatz there because it's still considered walled.
Fascinating in terms of connecting water. The fact that there's a layer of water above.
Okay, taking it from the top of Yudbeis and Mabeis. Amar Rav Yehuda Mavu Shalon Nish Tatfubo Hechshir Belechi. So a Mavu that doesn't have a Shituf Mavos. So a Shituf Mavos is to a Mavoi what an Erev Chatzeros is to an Erev, which is that everybody who lives in a Chatzer, and even if it's a completely closed off Chatzer and it meets all those qualifications, you're not allowed to carry it unless all the residents of the Chatzer make an Erev Chatzeros. And right, they do that on a loaf of bread or something like that, matzah, and everybody joins together, and then everyone has joint ownership in the chatzer through the symbolic bread or real bread, which is symbolic of their joint ownership, and then everyone can carry in the chatzer. And similarly, for a mavoi, for the people who live in the chatzeros, each chatzer has to have a shituf in the mavoi called shituf mavos. So, and if you don't have that, you can't carry it even in the mavoi. So, Rabbi Amar Rav Yehuda, mavoi shalon yishtatvubo hechshira belechi. And then you tried to be machshir it with a lechi. So there's no sheet of mavaos, but you put a lechi there. Hazorik lesocho chayiv. Somebody who throws in it from the outside is going to be chayiv for hotzah. Hachshiru b'korah. If you put a korah there, hazorik lesocho putter. Somebody who throws into it is putter. So right, so there's something very confusing about this, which and as the Gemara is going to pick up on right away. Okay, before we get there, there's a few different pieces to it. It sounds like a very confusing teaching. One point we have to point is there's a distinction between korah and a lechi. That's one big thing. Now we're talking about not carrying within. We're talking about carrying, like throwing from a Rishus HaRabim into this space. Now, this space, midoraisa, should be something that you can carry in, right? It's only aser midorabanan in a mavoi, right? It's only aser midorabanan to carry in a mavoi, unless the mavoi has all these qualifications plus a sheet of mavos. So, if I throw from a Rishus HaRabim into a mavoi, how would I be chayiv? So the answer is that it could be that this mavoi was turned into a Rishus HaYachid somehow. Let's put aside the whether there's a sheet of mavos or not, because that's not going to be relevant, which is going to be Rav Sheshes's question the very next words. So let's put that off for a second just so we can understand the rest of it. So we're talking. When you're throwing from a Rishus HaRabim into a mavoi, so if it's a stam mavoi, not mavoi sosam, but a stam mavoi, nothing else, clarified. So it would seem that you're allowed to you shouldn't be chayiv.
So take a step back.
Yes.
Without a mavoi being adjusted properly, has the status of a karmelus?
By mavoi, you mean a korah.
Let's say it doesn't have a korah, no lechi, no korah, not adjusted at all.
Yeah,
it has two wide and three, so and there's no sheet of.
Yes,
sheet of, not sheet of.
Right, yeah. So it's certainly not. Yeah, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. It's like a more closed off area. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, but it's not a Rishus HaYachid unless it's closed off at a certain amount of sides.
So it's only also the Rabbanan to transfer.
Yes, okay. Yes, and the Rabbanan even give you a heter their reshut, right? This is their derabanan, but they're going to give you heter that if you make a sheet of mavos and you put a lechi or a korah or two lechayim or whatever, you know, different opinions, you can even carry in this mavoi. You can't carry from the mavoi to a reshut rabbim, obviously. So if I'm in a reshut rabbim and I throw it into a mavoi, so midiraisa, I should be putter. However, over here we're saying you would be chayev. Now, why would you ever be chayev? Because it could be that someone could turn a mavoi into a reshus yachid. Right? You can turn anything into a reshus yachid, basically. If you put in enough walls, how many walls, how many partial walls, so that's going to be subject to machlokas.
So it has the status of reshus yachid and then a Torah.
Yes. And then you'd be chayev. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, right? What? Yeah, of course. Yes. So over here, there seems to be a difference between a lechi and a korah regarding the ability to transform a mavoi, which is a karmelis, into a reshus yachid. Right? Because we said over here, if you put a lechi there, now it's a reshus yachid, now you're chayv for zrika. But if it's a korah, no, that's not a reshus yachid, and therefore you're a putter.
Right. And the Korah we're saying is a weaker form.
Yes. Yes. It's true. And we'll see why. And not everyone will agree with this chiluk, but we'll see momentarily. Okay. But before we get there, Rav Sheshes, Maskevla Rav Sheshes, Tama Delo Nishtatvu Bo. The reason seems to be because there wasn't a sheet of mavos. But if there was a sheet of mavos, then maybe you'd be chayiv even if the korah is there. It doesn't make sense. V'chli kikar zu asa osa reshus yachid reshus rabim. Is there a loaf of bread turning this into reshus rabim reshus yachid? Doesn't bear any relevance whether there's a sheet of mavos or not. Which is probably, I think, what you were so disturbed by when I first quoted this teaching. So it was Bryce. So what's going on here? And lest you say, yeah, maybe that's true. V'hotanya, what we learned in a brayta, chatzeros shel rabim mavos shenam mafalashin. If you have chatzeros of the public, right, not one person's personal chatzer, umavos shenam mafalashin, and you have mavos that aren't open. So there's a back wall, right? Bein irvo, bein lo irvo, hazark l'tzochan chayev. Whether there's an erev or not, meaning erev chatzeros or sheet of mavos, doesn't matter, you're chayev. Because over here, a mavoi that's not mafulash is rosh hashiachid, and a chatzer is rosh hashiachid, and therefore, you're chayev. Doesn't matter if you make a sheet of mavos or not. This is just supporting Rosh Hashanah's point. Rather, let's restate this teaching of Rabbi Yehuda. I said it was a Braisa because I thought it was Rabbi Yehuda for a second. It's Rav Yehuda. It's not a Braisa. It's Amar Rav Yehuda. So it's Rav the Amora. Talmud Shmuel. So this is how it's stated. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavoi She'eno Ro'i L'Shituf. If you have a Mavoi that's not fitting for Shituf, Hechshir Belechi, Hazorik l'socha chayiv. Hechshir b'korah, hazorik l'socha pater. Now, what does it mean, a mavoi that's not ro'i l'shituf? Rashi says, mafulash, it's open. Meaning it's just two parallel walls, but both sides are open. That's not fitting for a shituf mavaos. We know that. Right? We know that in order for a shituf mavaos to be allowed to carry in it, it needs to be close from three sides, and then the open side, the one open side, you put a lechi or a korah or both or two lechem or whatever. But that's a mufulas. So when it said a mavoi that doesn't have sheet of mavos, it means a mavoi, it doesn't mean that doesn't have sheet of mavos. That's irrelevant. It's a mavoi that can't have sheet of mavos. So now what Rav Yehuda meant is we're talking about a mavoi mufulas. Good. Now let's relearn this teaching. So the mavoi she'ino roi l'shituf. If you try to be machshir with a lechi, you throw something into it, chayev, because the lechi will count as a third wall. And according to Rav Yehuda, three walls make a reshus yachid. So if you have a mavay mafulash, one wall, two parallel walls, and then you make a third wall out of a lechi, then you can't carry in it. But you made a third wall out of a lechi. The lechi counts as a wall. Rishus Yachid, you throw into it from Rishus Rabim Chayev. Hechshir Bekora, Zerich L'Socha Pater. But if you throw it, but if you do, if you, so now, again, Mavi Mefulish, two walls. You make a third semi-wall out of a Korah. That doesn't count as a wall. Therefore, it's only a two-walled structure. It's not Rishus Yachid, you're Pater. And what do we see from this? Here's the Chiluk. Alma Kisavar, we see that he holds Lechi Mishum Bechitza, Vekor Mishum Heker. We see that he differentiates between what a lechi and korah are supposed to be. That a korah serves as a heker, and a lechi serves as a mechitza. Now, when we put a lechi there, we are assuming that it is playing the role of a third wall, or a fourth wall, whenever, wherever you're doing it, right? A third wall to make it a rishus yachid, a fourth wall to make you allowed to... I guess allowed to carry it and proceed to mavos. So that's a lechi, but a korah is just, that's not a wall. It's a reminder that you don't mix up Rishus Rabim with the mavoi. Korah mishum hekar. V'cheinam Rabba lechi mishum mechitza v'korah mishum hekar. And Rabba said the same thing. V'rava amar echad zeh mishum hekar. Rabba says no way. Both of them are mishum hekar. Now, of course, we do have to. We have seen shitos in the past several times that a korah might be mishum, mechitza. Right? We've had this several times that a korah is maybe serving as a wall. Remember, we said from the inner edge or the outer edge, are you allowed to carry under it or not? So we've had this discussion two or three times already. What's interesting about Erevin was we see these machlokas and repeating themselves and similar concepts and reapplied in new cases. So we've seen that before, but this is Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda and Rabba hold that the Korah is Mishum Heker, not Mishum Mechitza. Lechi is Mishum Heker. No, Mechitza, thank you. And now, the Rav Amar Chazev Achazev Mishum Heker. This is both Mishum Heker. Eser Rav Yaakov Bar Abba L'Rava. Yaakov Bar Abba is going to challenge Rava. Hazorek L'Mavoy. We have a Bryce that says that someone who throws into a Mavoy, Yesh Lo Lechi Chayev Ein Lo Lechi Potter. If you throw into a Mavoy that has a Lechi, you're Chayev. But if it doesn't have a Lechi, you're Potter. Uh-huh. So it seems like a Lechi makes a difference. It serves as a mechitza. Okay, Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Eino tzarech el alechi. It's not a mavoi with a lechi. It's a mavoi that only needs a lechi to fix it up. What type of mavoi only needs a lechi to fix it up? Right? Yeah. Right. If it has three walls, it's a mavoi sasim, it has three walls, and all you need to fix this now to allow you carrying is a lechi, that's what we're talking about. And therefore, right, so hazorik l'socho chayiv. So someone who throws into it is chayiv. Lechi v'davar acher, if it needs a lechi in something else, because it's mefulas, therefore, you need something at the other side too. So, Hazorik L'Socha Pater. So, Rava is defended from this attack from Rav Yaakov Bar Abba. We'll see how long that lasts. Esve, another challenge. I think this one is on a Brisa. This one we've seen already. We saw it on Dav Vav in Shabbos and Dav Vav in Erevin. Yes, sir. Esve, here's the challenge. Yes, sir, Al Kain. And even more than this. Right. Remember, the first case, the reisha of this brisa over here, maybe it's a mission I forgot. I think it's a brisa. Not positive, though. Right, so let's call it a brisa. We've seen that, so the reisha is where there's an overpass, there's two walls and an overpass, and Rabbi Yehuda will consider that a Rishos Yachid. And then he says even more than this. Yes, Yerol Kain, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mi sheyesh lo shnei batim b'shnei tzidei Rishos Rabim. Somebody has two houses across the street from each other. Ose lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, okor mikan v'gom mikan, v'nosi ba'emtza. He's allowed to put a lechi on both sides, or a korah on both sides, and he's actually allowed to carry in the middle, even though he only has two walls, right? So here we have a nice picture over here. Here's the picture of the overpass. Mm-hmm. Here's the picture of he owns these two across the street. So he has two lechayayim, or two koros, and those would be those matzah carrying in it. Okay. Amrulo, and the Rabbanan said to him, "Ein marv rishus rabban bekach." You can't make an error for rishus rabban in such a way. So this is a question, right? Because it looks like, right over here, what's the response of the Rabbanan? Right, so over here we have a lechi, right? Hold on. What's the question? Yeah, that's what it is. Right, Rashi says, lechi mikan v'chulei ama lechi misha mechitza. The lechi, we see lechi over here, is playing the role of a wall. And you might say, okay, well, that's only the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Rabbanan yelled at him. But what are the... Lo pligi, Rashi says, "Vafilu Rabbanim lo pligi elay elib Rishus Arabim." Of a mother, a foolish lo. They said, "We don't do this to Rishus Arabim," but they didn't agree on principle that a lechi serves as a wall, right? Rabbi Hood over here has two walls, and he says, "And you put a lechayim, and you make these new. This they serve as new walls with lechayim." There's also, by the way, there's another question that you might ask. Well, he also seems to say a korah. You can also say a korah is also serving as walls, which is true, yes, and Gemara is going to ultimately reject it. But let's focus on the lechi point, because it seems like just a challenge to Rava for now. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lechi serves as a wall, and the Rabbanan didn't disagree with him because of that. They disagreed because of the location. The Rosh is Rabbi, but on the Mavi, they would agree, a lechi serves as a wall. So Rava, how can you tell me lechi is mishum hekar, not mishum mechitza? Gemara responds, Hossam kesav Rabbi Yehuda shtei mechitza deraisa. Yeah, because this is a unique sheet to Rabbi Yehuda, that two walls are deraisa. He's not holding, right, so he says, no, lechayim aren't considered walls, it's a mishum hekar. It's because you only need two walls, deraisa, for it to be a shuvah shuvah yachid, and you need some other things to help out, but you only need two walls. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mavosh Arko Karachvo. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, that a Mavoy, that's length, is like its width, meaning it's square. Eino nitra belechi. Lechi does not help. Sorry? Eino nitra lechi mashu. Lechi doesn't help at all. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav Mavoy Sha'arko Kerachlo Eino nitra bekora tefach. Meaning lechi mashu. Even if the lechi, right, lechi mashu, I'm not sure what else you might need. Rashi says, El bapas ar bal kechatzer. Okay, that's what it is. We know for a chatzer, that's what we learned in the previous Amud, for a chatzer, you need a lechi, generally a lechi is a mashu, but for a chatzer, you need to be a pasarba, a board four tefachim wide. That's what we hold by a chatzer. By a mavoi, that you typically need a lechi, which that's only a mashu, but when the mavoi is shaped in such a way that the length and width are even, it's a square, so Rav says, that's basically a chatzer. Your mavoi looks like a chatzer to me, and therefore I'm not going to matter it with a lechi mashahu. The lechi needs to be like a pas arba, like a chatzer. Meaning you treat this mavoi like a chatzer. Yeah?
So why is it a chatzer has more street requirements? Because it's more like a public square?
So actually, I think it's based on it being more private. That a chatzer is more private, and therefore there were more chumros put in to create it, to make it a public place. Mavoi is more open. I think there should be a note that will elaborate that. You can check it out there. But I think that's just based on. But there are these chumros by chatzer that we don't find by mavoi, and it seems to be based on something related to that. So here's another example, and another teaching also of Rav. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Mavoi She'arko Karachbo, again one of these square mavos, Eino Nitra Bekora Tefach. A Korah that's a Tefach will not be Matirit. Right, what do you need? Kishar Mavaisis Rashi. Umara Marchada Umara Marchada Velopliki. Right, they're basically saying the same thing. That a korah doesn't help. A korah doesn't help a chatzer. You can't put a korah up in a chatzer, the mat you're carrying in a chatzer. That's a special mavoi leniency. But once your mavoi looks like a chatzer, we're considering it basically a chatzer. Omer of Zera. Right, so that's what Rashi means. When he says, Mara Machadav, Mara Machadav Lopliki. They're saying just two manifestations of the same reality, which is that a mavoi that looks like a chatzer, smells like a chatzer, tastes like a chatzer, So we're going to treat it like a chatzar. Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said, Kama mechuvan and shmaitza desabe. How mechuvan, how logical is this teaching of the elders? Kevan de arka karachbo havelech chatzar. V'chatzar einon interes b'lechi v'kora. Elva pasar ba. He says, as I just explained, where did I get it from? I got it from Rabbi Zera. I just saw it before. So Rabbi Zera explains, it makes so much sense. It looks like a chatzer, therefore you don't get the heterim of a lechi and a korah like you have by a mavoi. You rather you need pas arba, right? The lechi should be a pas arba. Amar Rabbi Zera ikashali. But if I do have a question, hakashali. This is my question. Lahave hai. I'm not saying I do have a question. But if I did have a question, this is what it would be. Hi, lechi kepas mashu v'nishtare. So we said you can't do a lechi, you can't do a korah. You need a pas arba. He says, but like, why can't I just do a lechi like a pas? Why can't I do it like a lechi and have it like a very small pas? Now this is actually a very confused teaching. Rabbi Zera is. He heard about, like, you need a pot, you need a pas arba, but he says, like, why do you need a pas arba? Why don't I have a pas mashahu, and just, instead of a lechi, I have a pas mashahu? Why do I need a pas arba? Which is confusing, because, what? Right. So I'm not sure exactly what he thinks the difference is, but the Gemara is going to say right here, ishtamit say, ha, it was, like, withheld from him, the teaching which Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that a pas of a chatzer needs to be four tvachim. Meaning the pas that we're talking about is by definition four tvachim. There's no such thing as a pas mashahu for our intents and purposes. Rav Zeirim didn't chap that. There was this teaching of Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan was withheld from him, so he assumed pas is something structure, material, shape-based, or something else. He didn't realize that pas is by definition a size thing, and therefore what he said didn't make sense. Okay. Weiter. Amar Rav Nachman, Naktinon Ezehu, Mavoi, Shenitza, Melechi, Vekora. So we have Naktinon, we have a Masorah, we have a teaching. Ezu mavoi shenitza b'lechi v'korah. What type of mavoi can I be matir with a lechi or a korah? Kol she'orcho yasar al rachbo. Anything that's length is more than its width. Width is the opening, right? How wide the opening is, and length is the depth into the mavoi. Ubatim v'chatzeros pesuchim l'socho. And two houses and two chatzeros need to be opened into it. Right? We had back on Daf Hey. Remember the big pile of hay, the mound of hay at the entrance, and there are four guys and there are two chatzeros in the right. So this teaching we've had before, you need first of all it not to be square. You need the length to be more than the width, and you need to have at least two chatzeros and two batim per chatzer. Seemingly per chatzer, though there might be a little bit of a confusing Rashi over here. Pious, he says bias pasuk, which is, seems to go against Rashi earlier, which is something that has to be dealt with, but not for now. So, batim chatzer pasuk on the sochel. Ve'ezu hi chatzer she'ino niteres b'lechi v'kora ela b'pas arba. And what type of chatzer won't be? Don't have a hetzer with a lechi or a kora. Rather, you need a pas arba for it, like a chatzer. Kol shemarubas, anything that is square, a square mavoi shtrila chatzer marubas in ugula lo. Wait, so if it's square, yes, but if it's round, no? You could do a round one? No. What do we mean by square? We didn't mean square as the corn, right, the four corners, we meant square, as in parallel, right, parallel opposite sides of the same length. That's what we meant. But if it's rounded up, that's a separate thing, right? That we mean that arka yasa rachba havelei mavoi havelei mavoi. It's considered mavoi. Umavi belechi v'kora sagya, and then if you have a lechi or kora, that's fine. V'lo havelei chotzer, you need a chotzer. Okay, the comma. Okay, well, how much longer does it have to be than wide? Right, we said, right, is it? Well, so let's see. Two opinions. Shavar Shmuel Amemar ad ika pishnayim. Shmuel says, I think it needs to be double. Rashi says, Ho the chatzer hayasal lo nafka medina ad ika pishnayim. He says, since it's considered a chatzer, it was like a chatzer, so you need to double it, so it has to be twice as long as it is wide in order to matter it. And Amar le Rav, Rashi said to him, Hach yamar chavivi. This is what Chavivi said, my beloved, who's my beloved, Rashi says, Ribchia. He was his uncle in two ways. He was his father's brother and his sister's brother. Right? So it's half, right? Half siblings, okay, whatever it is. And he's Reb Chiya is doubly his uncle. Rav even has a son named Reb Chiya. And Reb Chiya bar Rav. So he calls him Chabibi, and he says, Afilu Masahu. So even if it's just a drop wider, a drop longer than it is wide, that would be enough to consider make it be considered mavoi, and you get the leniences of mavoi.